Every day last week, the number of king salmon passing Bethel climbed higher and higher. Then, on Saturday, the lower river opened to gillnets, and the number of kings swimming by Bethel dropped by more than half. Judging by the state test fishery, they have not increased since. What this decline means for the Kuskokwim River King Salmon Run is unclear. Ken Stalnecker manages the federal waters of the lower Kuskokwim River for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He has two main theories.
It could just be that they dropped off because we had a fishery on the 16th, and fish that might otherwise have been caught in the test fishery were caught downriver of the test fishery.
Or the low number of kings could mean something more ominous.
It could be an early indication that the run, may not be what we were hoping it was going to be.
We, in this case, is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. Together, they manage the Kuskokwim subsistence fishery in federal waters. What they were hoping for was an escapement of 110,000 king salmon, and they were allotting 16,000 kings for subsistence harvest. According to surveys, so far this season, about 12,000 kings have already been harvested from the lower Kuskokwim. Until the state test fishery shows more kings passing Bethel, managers do not want any more kings taken out of federal waters. Managers also want to wait for more chum and sockeye salmon to fill the river. As of Monday, Stalnecker reports the ratio of chum and red salmon to kings or chinooks was 2-1.
For every 2 chum or sockeye or combination thereof, you're seeing 1 chinook.
Stalnecker is waiting for that ratio to rise to 4 chum or sockeye for every 1 king before opening another harvest.
Or nearing there, we're going to feel a little better about opening another fishery and not being concerned that we end up having too many chinook caught.
Kuskokwim fishery managers are meeting again Friday to consider scheduling another gillnet opening. Stalnecker says if an opening is scheduled, it will not occur on Saturday, so subsistence users can have sufficient time to prepare for the opening. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.